It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I don't know how they could salvage this offseason in a way in which you feel like they're a better team. Because despite the fact that Jake didn't make a full slate of starts last year, when we talked about the Mets all year and we talked about their playoff chances all year, we always came back to Scherzer and DeGrom, DeGrom and Scherzer, the Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling 1-2 punch. That's what it always came back to. The thing that made the Mets different, the thing that made the Mets a championship contender, wasn't their lineup. Was the fact that they had this 1-2 punch of DeGrom and Scherzer. And obviously it didn't work, you know, mainly because of Scherzer. Let's face it, DeGrom won his one playoff start. I mean, not that he dominated, but he did win his one playoff start. Scherzer was booed off the mound. And I've tried to think about pivoting into what would I do now? Verlander, Senga, Bassett, Rodon, a trade for Burns or Woodruff, whatever you want to come up with. And the truth is, whatever it is, and I'll come up with what I think they should do. You'll come up with what you think they should do. It's not as good as the best pitcher in baseball. And that's what he's been. And I'm not ready to just assume he's not that guy anymore because of the time he's missed over the last year. That doesn't mean he's going to miss all this time in 2023, 2024, and 2025. I can't make that assumption. So it's tough to believe, besides the emotional impact of losing a franchise icon, it's tough to believe that this team's going to get better. And the other thing is, and you're going to hear this a lot, we're already hearing it, he didn't want to be here. He didn't want to be here. He couldn't wait to leave because he didn't give the Mets the last chance to kind of match. And while I wish he did, isn't it possible that a part of why he didn't is because of the fact they didn't make him a big offer? That any offer they made, if they made one, may have been so far off from what he eventually got from Texas, which I read, year one, he's making $30 million. So he's taking a pay cut. And then it goes to 40, 40, 37, something like that. And then there's this vesting option for the sixth year. And so what also scares me about this, let's just assume he didn't want to be here garbage, which of course is going to be just regurgitated and repeated, is that where's that coming from? It's coming from the Mets. The Mets are leaking out that they did not get a chance to match the last offer, which I'm not denying. And you could look at it two ways. He didn't want to be here. The other thing is they weren't close. So I can't just assume what the Mets want me to assume, which is he didn't want to be here. He's a loser who went to Texas and they didn't win a lot of games last year and they suck. So DeGrom's a loser, F him. And by the way, that may be the majority of Met fans who are going to buy that crap and repeat it. And
That's garbage. I'll tell you why it's garbage. Because like you said, someone made a point of, well, the Mets checked in on DeGrom, but they felt that he was – now I don't remember who said this, and I don't know even if it's true, but he was so far close to signing with the Rangers, they didn't even bother making a final offer once by the time they did learn that it was that deep into it, into the negotiations. But again, if you recall him signing with the Mets the first time around, it was a really reasonable extension. Like, it wasn't this over-the-top type of offer. He wanted to stay here. He tried to stay here. He's not that dude who wants to be toured with. It's plain and simple.
All right, so what I read is the Mets offered a DeGrom from Joel Sherman. So here's the offers. Now we could at least put some kind of facts to what they offered and what he ended up taking. Was 3 years, $120 million. 3 years, 120. The sides were talking on Thursday. There was no back and forth on Friday. So there was no last chance to top him. And they basically found out, oh, he's getting a five-year deal and he's going to Texas. And here's the problem. While financially it's close, in years it's not. That, I mean, a five-year deal versus a three-year deal is not very close.
Evan, this is so stupid. I understand that the Mets signed last year Max Scherzer for what? A three-year, $130 million contract. It was, ooh, amazing. But Scherzer was older. He wasn't your freaking homegrown talent. What are they doing? What? I'm sorry. They dropped the ball on this. They did. Epler dropped the ball. This is gross.
Yeah, and the other thing is the money in Texas is different than the money in New York because of the no state income tax. So the 37 per year is probably different than the 40 per year from New York. So that the Rangers had a far superior offer. A far superior offer. And the thing that kills me about the years is that if he's good for the next 2 or 3 years, and I believe he will be, like that's, and I believe he will be in Texas. I'm not going to change my opinion because he's on a different team. Then we're not going to freak out about year four and year five. It's going to be the twilight of an iconic Met. Think about this. How many Met fans complained, and this is with the Wilpons owning the team, by the way, about David Wright's horrendous contract. And it really turned out to be one of the most horrendous contracts ever handed out. They signed him to, what was it, like an 8-year contract after the 2012 season? Like a huge, ridiculous contract.
It was a long one, yeah.
And it didn't work. David had the back issues. And besides being able to be healthy enough to contribute in 2015, which was great, it turned out to be a complete negative contract. And no one talks about it. No one cares about it. Why? Because he was an iconic Met. That's why. And we were okay with it. So this is just, it sucks, man. Now I'm going back to the sad part. I've already given you enough of the angry stuff. I'm just, man, it's sad. It's very, very sad. When you look at the history of this franchise and how rare it is to see a guy spend his whole career with one team, and you look at the history of the Mets, I mean, who are the guys who have spent their entire career with this team? It's David Wright and it's Ed Kranepool. And here's the thing about David Wright and Ed Kranepool. Fine players, okay? Not Hall of Famers. They're not. They're not even very close. David had a chance. He got hurt. He's not a Hall of Famer. This guy, in my opinion, gets to Cooperstown. And by the way, he's going to wear a Met hat when he goes to Cooperstown. So if every Met fan who's mother effing him and hating him, just realize he's going to wear a Met hat in Cooperstown. He's going to get his number retired. And about 9 years from now, you're probably going to give him a standing ovation when he comes back to Old Timers Day. If he comes back, because remember, he hates New York. So he may never come back. He may say, screw it. Just mail me a letter saying I was going to Old Timers Day, mail me the picture of the 48 that's retired, but I really have no interest in coming back because New York sucks. I hate it so much. I'm never coming back. But that's the part that kills me. It's so rare to have an iconic Met. And I keep thinking back to that day in August when he returned against the Braves at Citi Field. And he comes out to the mound, there's buzz in the crowd, simple man's playing. And I think I tweeted it out at the time, or maybe I made the comment the next day on the Fan. I said, you can't let this man pitch for another team. You can't let that happen. And to me, it's okay to be stupid when it comes to your own guy. I've said that about Aaron Judge with the Yankees. You know I'm not a Yankee fan, but I'm always honest about how I know I'd feel as a fan. I think it's important to try to put yourself in other people's shoes. And I feel that way about Aaron Judge. I'm sorry, I'm not letting a couple of years, a long time from now, affect me having an iconic player remain with my team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And that's why, yes, 5 years sounds crazy. Oh my God, the guy's barely pitched. But I think when we're talking about our own guy, your guy, to me, it's less crazy. It just is.
A couple things here.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going to put a little blame on you. You had an opportunity this year to talk to Steve, and you didn't do it. And I think that that would have changed things, okay?
Well, as you recall, when I met Steve Cohen on that wonderful night, I thought about bringing it up, just yes. Pay Jacob DeGrom, and I decided not to. I thought it would have been awkward, and Craig agreed it would have been awkward. But you're right. It's a regret I have. I should have at least said it, because then I could say, hey, guys, I tried.
Right, because now think about this. How awkward it's going to be next time you see Uncle Stevie. When you talk to him, hey, Steve, that was awesome letting Jacob DeGrom go. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll say this. And I am confident he'll spend. That's why the one thing I'll disagree with you about is, while I may not trust this ownership as much as I did 2 days ago or 6 hours ago, I do think they're going to spend. Now, that doesn't mean I think this team's going to be better going into opening day than it was last year. It's not. I'd be stunned by that. I'm trying to think, what could they do at this point after losing DeGrom that would make me say, I feel great about this offseason? It would be very difficult to pull that off. But they're going to spend. They're going to spend a lot of money. So I'm mad at Cohen, and I'm mad at the Mets that they let this happen. But they haven't quite entered Wilpon territory, even though they have for you there, Hoff.
Just also another thing, I think social media for the Mets should take this down ASAP. About 5 hours ago, the Mets tweeted out Escobar running the bases, and the tag was heading into the weekend like, as he's pumped and excited. So I think they should take that down rather soon, because they're going to get a lot of hate for that, because I ain't happy. I'm pissed. And you can tell me that they're going to spend money. All I'm thinking right now is Trey Turner, not going to get him. Aaron Judge, not going to get him. Oh, what, so we can get these level down, like Jacob DeGrom is on a tier of his own. I could say Justin Verlander a couple of years ago was on that tier. I don't put him on that tier for a lot of different reasons, because Jake for 5 years is different than Justin Verlander for one.
They're gonna get Justin Verlander. I mean, I as I sit here right now as we record this on the infamous night that they lost Jacob DeGrom, December 2nd, 2022, that is my prediction. And I think I thought, not that I thought it, but I have mentioned in the past, if they lose DeGrom, they're going to get Verlander. I've said that before. And that's what's going to happen. And what we're going to end up doing, I'm going to give you a prediction, is we're going to end up rationalizing it. We're going to end up saying, all right, I wish we had Jake, but Justin Verlander, Hall of Famer, Cy Young, 2022, let's go. Like, that's what we're going to do. Now, the problem is he's 40. Like, you're right. Yeah. I mean, it's a much bigger concern. To me, Verlander 40, even coming off a Cy Young season, is a bigger concern than DeGrom, who's coming off two straight seasons in which he didn't pitch a full year. 100%. Like, who do I have more confidence in making 30 starts or close to 30 starts and being the more dominant pitcher? To me, the answer is Jake. No question about it. Like, DeGrom was the number one option. He was the number 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 1E. But I'm telling you right now, I have a very strong feeling Verlander will be a Met, and I've thought that for months if they lost DeGrom, because it's an easy pivot point. Because here's what's going to happen, Pete. The Mets made an offer to DeGrom, according to Joe Sherman, that was 3 years, $120 million. I'm not saying it's going to be the same, but they'll get Verlander for a little bit less than that. They will.
And this is the debate. This is the issue, is that we're sitting here going, they're going to go and get Justin Verlander for less money, and he's just as good. He just won a World Series. And if I recall, Max Scherzer last year barely could pitch towards the end of the season. We have to rely on him. I don't trust it. And Justin Verlander is getting old too. So we have two guys now that we really can't trust because of their age. But I had to sit there and cry about Jacob DeGrom coming back because that was too much to bring him back. It's all bad. Like, none of these options are good. If you can tell me Jacob DeGrom isn't good, there's no option that's better. And you could say, listen, if it's not going to be just Verlander, it's going to be multiple pitchers. That's what I'm gathering.
What? No, no. 100%. No doubt about it. And I think it was always going to be multiple pitchers because Taijuan Walker and Chris Bassitt are also free agents. So my initial reaction, I was driving home from this Nets game that I left early for. The Nets did win, thank God, because that would have just been a let's pile on the evening here. Verlander, just I guess sign him. I'm not inspired by it, but just fine. Just bring him in. Get him done. 2 years, $80 million, call it a day. And then the other thing that's key to me is Kode Senga. That's the guy I would want. Probably more than Carlos Rodon, though it's close. Rodon is similar age to Senga. Senga's 29. He's about to turn 30. Rodon's coming off a great year. You've always loved him, Hoff. Biggest concern about Rodon is staying healthy, which he was mostly able to do last year, but before that was never healthy. What's appealing about Senga is the unknown. It's true. He's 30. Maybe he's going to be even better than we think because in Japan, the guy was money. Guy goes out last year and pitches to a 2.25 ERA. That's pretty damn good. So maybe he comes over here in the first couple of years and it translates. And maybe he is a dominant pitcher. And as a third starter behind two veterans, two very, very old veterans, very old veterans, very, very, very effing old veterans, I'm intrigued by that. So that's my initial reaction. Just go sign for... I don't even say it with enthusiasm. It's like, go sign Verlander. Just Verlander. Okay. And then go get me Kode Senga.
But Evan.
What?
I'm sorry.
He's gone. There's nothing we can do.
I get it. But there's not. But that's the point is there's nothing we could do. And the team's still going to get worse.
I agree.
No matter what happens, the moves we're talking about is we're going to go get a couple pitchers. And they're replacing DeGrom and Bassitt and Taijuan Walker with these two pitchers and whatever else to choose to do. The team hasn't freaking got better.
No,
they
I agree.
And even if they bring back Nimmo, what would he freaking do? The team is still not better. I'm sorry. This is a disgusting ploy at trying to get Ohtani in 2024. It's a freaking punt of a year. Epler should be freaking fired.
Well, then it's not a punt of a year if you're going out and signing the guy who won the Cy Young last year and giving him $38 million.